Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
India have called up uncapped trio Darryl Kulkarni, Sanju Samson and Karan Sharma to a 17-man squad for the One Day and 2020 International Series in England. India play five ODIs between the 25th of August and the 5th of September, followed by a single 2020 on the 7th of September. The squad is much changed from the One Day International squad that travelled to Bangladesh, although that was an understrength squad. So the squad as follows: MS Dhoni, the captain; Ravi Chandran Ashwin; Stuart Binney; Shikhar Dhawan; Ravindra Jadeja; Virat Kohli; Darryl Kulkarni; Bhuvneshwar Kumar; Suresh Raina; Ajinkya Rahane; Ambati Rayudu; Sanju Samson; Mohammed Shami; Karan Sharma; Mohit Sharma; Rohit Sharma; and Umesh Yadav. South Africa have named uncapped batsmen Riley Rousseau and fast bowler Thokozisi Shetsi in their one-day international squad to take on Australia and Zimbabwe from later this month. South Africa play three one-day internationals in Zimbabwe before playing against both Australia and Zimbabwe in an ODI tri-series. Batsman Rousseau has been brought into the squad to replace Jacques Kallis, who announced his retirement from international cricket last week. Shetsi comes into the squad along with fellow fast bowlers Kyle Abbott and Marchant de Lange, as Morney Morkel, Vernon Philander and Dale Steyn are all rested. Sri Lankan fast bowler Saranga Lakmal has been ruled out of the two test series against Pakistan that begins tomorrow due to an ankle injury. He was named in Sri Lanka's squad provided he could prove his fitness, but he, unlike fellow fast bowler Shaminda Eranga, has been unable to do so. Nuwan Pradeep, Damaka Prasad and Chanaka Welagodara were also named in the squad as cover, while Eranga has recovered from a hand injury he suffered in the first test against South Africa. The ICC has confirmed they have received Judicial Commissioner Gordon Lewis's written decision following last week's hearing into James Anderson and Ravindra Jadeja. Both players were cleared of breaching the ICC Code of Conduct, and the ICC now has until Sunday to decide whether they wish to lodge an appeal against the decision. The hearing took place after Anderson was charged with a Level 3 breach of the Code of Conduct, while Jadeja successfully appealed against a Level 1 breach that he'd been found guilty of earlier and fined 50% of his match fee. The charges related to an incident which occurred between the two players on day 2 of the first test between England and India at Trent Bridge.